Today is Wednesday, March 20th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you would not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for He grants sleep to those He loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
Today, I worked. I worked to keep up my home or feed myself. I brushed my children's hair. I did homework, or I delivered goods. I worked at my desk and in my car. My day contained toil. I do not know what it produced. But even now, as I come to the end of it, I give it all back to you. As I review the day that has passed, God, I ask that you show me where you are at work. Bring to my mind one moment from this day where I knew your presence with me in the work of my hands. Spirit of God, show me now where I toiled for the approval of others or where I did not trust your provision. I confess it to you now, assured that with Jesus, both participation and confession are means of transformation. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on this evening, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight.
In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat.
All throughout the scriptures, we are reminded that it is useless to worry, that worry only adds toil, it doesn't prevent it. Taking a moment to reflect now, I ask, where am I worried? Where do I feel anxious in my mind or in my body? What is preoccupying me and stirring up fear? God, I yield to you my worries, my anxieties, and my fears that keep my mind spinning day and night. My whole life I lay in your capable hands. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.